Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. New York City police say some recent incidents involving wayward drones show that the popularity of the remote-controlled aircraft poses potential risks. Alan, you don't own a drone, do you?
No, I don't. But I'll tell you one thing, David. The news is filled with accounts of near misses and other things. You put a drone up into the air, you know that the FAA controls air traffic. They don't control the drones. Well, clearly, it's going to have to happen. Why? Because, you know, you just can't allow anybody to put anything up into the air that may hurt an airliner, for example, a military jet, any of those things. And once one happens, and it's going to take one, but once one happens, an accident of that kind of proportion, that'll be the end of drones for a while. You're going to have to get a license and you'll have to be allowed to fly them in particular places. Otherwise, it's going to be the Wild West all over again.
Speaking of the Wild West, of politics, let's look at the governor's race. Liberal law professor Zephyr Teachout, seeking to challenge New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, says she has collected 40,000 signatures from voters who want her name on the Democratic primary ballot. She told you she would get the signatures. She has.
Well, she has. Now, you need 15,000. She's got 40,000. The question to me is, will Cuomo try to disqualify her from running in this primary? And the answer to that is, if he does, he's going to look bad. I mean, if it was 16,000, he'd easily get her off the ballot because, you know, New York is very restrictive. The full employment for politicians plan, which they pass in the legislature, is you can throw people off if they don't have, you know, exactly the right address or this or that. And they do it all the time. In fact, I have to admit to you, David, one of my first jobs in politics was going down to the Board of Elections and looking over signatures with somebody who was running against Fred Orenstein, who I worked for, you know, at the time. This is just the way the game is played. It's disgusting. It's not good. But if Cuomo actually wants to get to the point where he can disqualify her for 40,000 signatures, he's really going to look like he's not a Democrat, either a large D or a small D.
Obama presses Perry to rally support for border funds.
Well, one of the things that the Republicans are trying to pin on Obama is that he is not concerned about illegal immigration. So he goes to them and he says to the Congress, give me $3 billion. Are they likely to give him $3 billion? That's tough. Because A, they don't like to spend that kind of money. B, if they don't give it to him, they look like they're the bad guys, not him. So he's really turned the tables on them. And even if they don't give him the money, he looks like the guy who's trying to stop the illegal immigration. And they look like the people who are just saying, we don't want to give you anything under any circumstances, and you can go fish.